Bone-thin and bone-hard he was, with a face that might have been chipped from flint. His eyes were flinty, too, black and sharp, but the years and the salt winds had turned his hair the grey of a winter sea, flecked with whitecaps. Unbound, it hung past the small of the back.
9 years, is it?
Lord Balin said at last. 10, Theon answered, pulling off his torn gloves.
A boy they took,
his father said.
What are you now?
A man, Theon answered. Your blood and your heir. Lord Balin grunted.
Ha! We shall see.
You shall, Theon said.
10 years, you say. Stark had you as long as I. And now you come as his envoy.
Not his, Theon said. Lord Eddard is dead, beheaded by the Lannister Queen.
They're both dead, Stark and that Robert, who broke my walls with his stones. I vowed I'd live to see them both in their graves, and I have. He grimaced. Yet the cold and the damp still make my joints ache, as when they were alive. So, what does it serve?
It serves, Theon moved closer. I'll bring a letter.
Did Ned Stark dress you like that?
His father interrupted, squinting up from beneath his robe.
Was it his pleasure to garb you in velvets and silks, and make you his own sweet daughter?